Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Few minutes after 5 o'clock on a very busy Monday, a very depressing Monday, and I don't mean squarely because the New York Giants stink. It's not depressing just because of that. It's not depressing that Jordy doesn't play any of his rookies and the Brooklyn Nets may go 0-82 this season. It's not depressing because of that.
Virginia might be in the top 10 after this past weekend.
How about that? Yeah.
8-1 on the season.
Rangers are starting to play well. The Islanders had a crazy victory the other day. And the Knicks bounced back against the Chicago Bulls. No, the reason it's depressing is it is 5:05, and it is pitch black outside. Mm. It is the middle of the night now at 5:05. So I gotta be honest, when we take calls coming up in a little bit, I'm no longer going to say good afternoon. I'm going to say good evening because it's nighttime.
It's true. I think that's what... You have to say goodnight because it's night outside.
Damn right.
It's evening when the sun is just setting.
A little bit. At 4:30 now, new rule on Evan and Tiki, from 4:30 on, don't say good afternoon. It's good evening because it's nighttime.
Yes.
Right now, good evening, Sean. It's Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. I did some exercise this morning, insert joke here. Fellas, when you draft somebody in the first round, what do you think the ideal timeline you'd like the guy to be with the team with is in the NFL?
At least through two contracts.
Okay, so...
First and second, so I'd say 8 years.
Okay, 8 years. Can we round about call it a decade? Like, that's a home run hit, right?
Yeah.
So many
that's
of it...
a career.
Many
8 years is a career.
8 years career.
Yeah.
Many asked me, yesterday, Sean, why do the Giants, this is after Evan walked out, why do they suck so bad? Not enough foundational pieces. Mm. By the way, we had plenty of time to chat. Evan left, I mean, far too early. But
far too early. I left when the game was mathematically over.
You weren't there for the Darius Slayton drop.
That was my biggest regret. So I'm leaving MetLife Stadium. And as I mentioned earlier, if you missed it, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. I tape recorded our entire day. That's why I was able to play clips earlier in the show. You had some crazy clips, some interesting clips, some variety of clips. When Darius Slayton had that drop in the end zone, I heard Bob Papa and Carl Banks describe it on my way out. All I could think about was, how am I not there to get the Morash response?
And that was my worst one of the day.
Oh, don't tell me that!
A lot of F-bombs. But anyway, this led to this list. So it's been 10 years since 2015. I'm here to give you the 5 worst first-round picks by the Giants in those 10 years. Okay? Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
2021, Kadarius Toney, who they traded back instead of sitting tight and taking Micah Parsons.
Right.
Boy, I tell you,
how is that not number one?
I was going to say, when you factor in the trade back and who they passed on, that could be number one.
It could be. I think they all could be number one. Here we go.
Number 4.
2016, Eli Apple, who once blew off reporters by saying he had to go do a number 2 in the bathroom. Laramie Tunsil fell that year. The Giants panicked, got scared of a bong mask, didn't take a left tackle, took Eli Apple.
Everybody smokes weed now.
Yep.
By the way, did you know that Eli Apple is on the San Francisco 49ers practice squad?
Is he?
Yes.
How about that?
I did not know he was in the league.
Still kicking around. Giants could have used him yesterday. Here we go.
Number three.
2022, one of two first rounders, Evan Neal, who might be traded tomorrow. Only bailed out, not number one, because, well, Kayvon was picked ahead of him. Who's better?
Evan Neal was active for the first time this season yesterday and didn't get in the game.
That's because Illuminor was out and Bo had to play. So you needed depth.
Yep.
But he still didn't get in the game.
Of course he didn't. Why? Who was he going to play for?
No, it's just crazy.
I mean, like, yeah, well, Schlottman ended up playing center, but whatever.
Here we go.
Number two.
2015 Eric Flowers. Just an utter disaster at left tackle. And for everybody saying, well, how could that be so high up at number two? Look at all these other bad players. We are finally praising the idea of Andrew Thomas and Illuminor at tackles because this is what it dates back to. 2015 Eric Flowers that can't hit on this position.
I think I'd put Neal ahead of Flowers.
He actually became a pretty decent guard.
Which I'm including in this. I know it didn't happen with the Giants, but Neal doesn't even play.
Can I raise my hand? And this doesn't have to be an argument. Maybe this could be everybody's homework assignment. That is one of the most overblown. He had one decent year at guard in Washington.
But he played guard for the next, I don't know, it was five seasons or something?
It wasn't even that much.
Really?
It was like 3 years and he flamed out. Mm. But he had one like stretch of eight games with Washington. Everybody went, oh, look, they made a mistake.
It's still more than Evan Neal.
Okay. Mm. That's, by the way, maybe Evan Neal goes and becomes this.
Go ahead.
All right, last but not least.
Number one.
I'm doing it. It's 2023 Tay Banks for me because he's actually gotten multiple opportunities to reclaim the idea that he could play, and he just keeps regressing and walking with your pants around your ankles into a bathroom and out a back door yesterday has stamped that for me.
All right, I don't understand this because I keep hearing this.
Okay.
Over and over and over. He's got his pants. How are you walking with your pants around your ankles?
Does it
make sense to
me? If I may, as somebody who's probably done this when he's drank too much on a Saturday night.
Okay.
So he did maybe it was the Sunday once Jalen Waddle. He did the waddle is the way I understood it. So Mark Canizero tweeted this. Other people backed him up. I looked so ridiculous that it looked like a Wesley Steinberg tweet. He apparently got dressed out of his football gear and left his pants around his ankles and walked past reporters like he was in a hurry to go to the bathroom, like he had just inhaled White Castle, and then never reappeared and left out a back door. But he put on a show for the reporters by just sliding and shuffling your feet with your pants around your ankles to the bathroom.
Like, not his regular go-home pants.
Yeah, I don't think he hit the parking lot with the gray Giants pants.
I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the way I took it.
People take the shower pill and just peace out.
No, that was it, man. But that made it number one. I think he's the worst first-round pick they've had. Can't walk out with your pants around your ankles. You have to suck in the bed. By the way, this list didn't even include DeAndre Baker, who got arrested.
I can't imagine why you would do that.
I guess because you so want to avoid speaking to the media, and instead of sneaking out, you're like, oh, okay, here's my excuse. I have to go to the bathroom. That's the only thing I could think
of. But can't you just have your pants pulled up normally and say, I'm going to the bathroom?
I guess it doesn't show it enough. Like, I really have to go. Look at my situation. What? It's absurd.
I think that's an accountability issue, too, Tiki.
It's bizarre.
Well, it's a part of something you said at the beginning of the show. The leadership right now with this franchise, it's awful. I mean, Tay Banks is a former first-round pick. He's getting a chance to play. He's god-awful. Answer a couple of questions after the game.
Right.
The only guy, like, I fully support ditching the media last night was Brian Burns because he, first of all, he always speaks to the media. So, number one, I think reputation matters. He's great. Everything I've heard is that he always answers questions. He played another beasting kind of performance. He was great. And probably realized, I'm only going to say bad things right now.
I'm going to say something that's going to get me in trouble with the team, with my teammates, maybe my coaches, and they're still my coaches right now. So I'm going to do the right thing and just vacate the premises.
Let me get out of here.
Right.
I have another.
But that's still skipping the podium.
It is. No, it is.
I've never had a season like this or consecutive seasons like this when I was with the Giants. What was the most games for Fossils last year? That was the most losses of my, I can't remember.
Oh,
that.
Let's play a new game of what does Tiki know about Tiki?
Not a lot, dude, honestly.
Well,
I had a five-game loss.
How
five,
much does Tiki know
season,
about Tiki?
I remember Fossils last year was four.
Your first year in the NFL was 96?
97.
97.
Yeah.
Your first year you made the playoffs and won 10 games.
Yes.
You ended up having four losing seasons in your entire career, and they're one of those losing seasons that are like, kind of. 7-9 in 1999.
Yeah, 7-9. That's just a game under 500.
Exactly.
Those aren't bad.
That's what I'm saying. You had 4-12 in 2003.
Yeah, so that's Fossils last season.
That was
right?
Fossils last year.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Before 5 and 6 was with Coughlin. So I had one of these seasons, is my point. So when you have multiple of these, it just gets because I remember that one season. Now, honestly, Jim bailed us out because he got fired in the middle of the season, but stayed on as the coach. And so it was a weird, like, they couldn't come in and say, should Jim Fossil be fired? Because, like, he's already gone.
Yeah, story's over.
It's already over. Like, the story is done. Like, we know it. He's still here. Like, you can go talk to him yourself if you want to. He coached us through the end of the season. We didn't win any games. We were terrible. Kind of had a lot of injuries like the Giants seem to always get these days. But you still had to answer the question. But I can't imagine what it was like, what it's like for these guys year after year after year getting the same questions about stability of the organization, your coaching staff, and what it means for the future, if anything. That has to be hard.
It's got to, especially right. When, in the case of Burns, you're bowling.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing great.
Right.
And he's probably mad. And he probably doesn't want to say something that he will regret.
Mm-hmm.
I would compare it to you're really mad at your wife or you're really mad at your husband. Mm-hmm. And you got two options. Option number one is to fight. That's going to end bad. You're going to say something that she will use against you for the rest of your life. She's a moron too!
I
don't know who I was talking about when I said that.
No, there's only one she in your life, right? You have.
Well, I mean, I've got my mom, I've got my aunt.
You're talking about your mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law. I mean, that's true. No matter how you roll this up, it ends badly.
Exactly.
That was not about anybody. But you're better off just walking away.
Right.
I'm in a fight with my wife. Are you really going to fight? Like, Sean's pissed at his wife. Are you really going to say, well, you did it, and now.
You're kidding me?
Abandoned ship. And I would equate that to Brian Burns yesterday.
Yeah.
He's going to say something really controversial and sexy, which is great for us as sports talk hosts and great for the media and the newspaper articles, but not good in the long run. Yeah. So I don't mind it once in a while.
That was my instinct right after the game because we were looking for Brian Burns audio, and it was like, oh, he left. It was like, you know what? Good for him.
My favorite part about the Giant postgame show was when the postgame show ended for all the affiliates, and John Schmelk had to announce, we're staying on the air on WFAN to bridge until Brooklyn Nets basketball.
Swag nut Nets.
And I said to myself, Tiki Barber is doing the Lugauer right now. He's bridging to Nets Sixers on a Sunday night.
Loogie! That's not necessarily true. So we do our post-game. The first hour is the network. So the network, who are those stations that are taking us across the country, are still with us. Then we just do local, and we take calls from local WFAN.
Ah, you're ruining the story then.
But because it was so quick, because we had to do Nets basketball, John said, we got to be quick, only about 15 minutes here so until we get to the Nets basketball.
Well, Nets basketball.
Technically, you're right, but we didn't get any Nets calls.
The Nets still in the league.
Great job by Bob Huser. He had the call on the radio. Always good to hear his voice. He was the best part of that disgusting game. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Hooper in Greenwich. What's going on, Hooper?
Well, I want to have what I feel is a very important discussion with you guys. Mm.
Yes.
I want to start by saying, I hope you give me courtesy a couple seconds to play this out.
Sure.
I am not either a New York Jets or New York Giants fan. But I am watching from the outside, and I know what's wrong. These two teams are starting to appear like an old married couple, and they're becoming the same thing. You have Saquon Barkley leaving to become one of the best running backs in football. Very Jets-like. Daniel Jones leaving, becoming a good quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a career year. Do you know why? Because he's a former Jet. It is absolutely time for these two teams to part ways. It's a very important discussion for the New York tri-state area. I am an avid concert goer. There needs to be a new stadium. They're both in New Jersey, but they're called New York. Let's do something. They want to build a casino here.
Yeah.
Dolan wants to build another Globe there. Let's get a new stadium, make it sick, and have some fun around here. These teams need to separate. It is clear to me.
Hey, amen to
absolutely
that,
absolutely clear.
Amen to that.
I mean, it's a wonderful idea.
I like how he positioned it.
But I think the problem we run into is MetLife Stadium was built 16 years ago. It cost $1.6 billion. Mm-hmm. So we have to accept that the stadium isn't going anywhere.
Big dump.
So... Well, that's well done. That's well done. Sometimes I have to stop and just, you know what? Well done, sir.
Good job, Tommy.
You just have, who's getting the big dump? You know what I mean?
It's the kids in this spot. Not that the kid, you know what I mean? Like, who's going to get stuck with MetLife
Stadium?
Well,
who is it? I mean, is it the Giants or the Jets?
I think the Jets should be stuck.
Why?
Because they built this beautiful facility out in Forum Park. They're right there.
The Giants train, like, within spitting distance of the stadium.
It's just a building.
Yeah, we could pack that one up.
It's just a building.
So you're saying
this massive complex out there.
So you're saying that the Jets are stuck with it?
Yes.
Well, what did the dump? What did the stadium look like previously? It had red seats. It had the blue Giants standing outside. Now, when both teams had the input, it's gray.
Okay.
It looks like a toaster.
That's, you know,
big dump.
I'll accept that because we've had so many discussions about where the Jets would go. Fine, the Jets take MetLife Stadium. Where are you going? Mm. Tell me. All right, we're divorcing. We'll keep the big dump. We're going to stick with MetLife Stadium. It's ours. It'll be all green. We'll make a statue of Joe Namath. We're all good. Where are you going? Oh, no one has
an answer. Do we want Manhattan?
Weehawken.
Weehawken.
Yeah. Weehawken.
Yeah.
You're making it harder for me to get there.
Right by the bridge. Be awesome.
Weehawken.
So you're at, okay, Weehawken for Tiki. What about you, Tom? You said Manhattan.
I'm going Manhattan.
No Manhattan?
Let's go Manhattan.
Okay. What about you, Shawnee?
Gotta be it.
There's no real estate in Manhattan. Maybe you can eminent domain Weehawken. You're not getting away with getting rid of anything in New York.
Well, when they wanted to put the Jet Stadium here, where were they putting it?
It's already built up.
Yeah, they already built that area up. It's too late. You got to find a new place.
Well, I'm sure there's some place. Oh, in the West Side Highway, there aren't like, you know.
That's where Hudson Yards is.
No, but there's still plenty
of
area.
Have you been over there? It's like massive now. It's like a massive mall.
Tommy used to live in Manhattan and yet knows nothing about it. Like, where are you putting it? Like, you don't even have an answer.
Well, that's not my job to come up with an answer.
So you just want
to
say Manhattan?
Well, I was going to say, can you knock something down? I mean, is there something that...
You know what you should do? And this would be, it's the infrastructure intensive. Put it on the water.
Oh, I got one.
Like make a new pier.
Oh, my gosh. So like on the East River between Queens or on the Jersey side. You want to go Hudson?
Whatever side.
How are you going to get there?
It's not going to work on the East River. It's not.
You want to do it at the same time?
Do it on the Hudson side.
I think me and Tommy have the same idea.
All right, on three. Ready? One, two, three. Roosevelt Island.
Oh. Okay, you guys said separate things. You said Roosevelt Island?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a pain in the ass to get to. That's number one.
How about for the first time in history, somebody throws Staten Island a bone? Ugh. Let's knock down that Staten Island Yankee Stadium, nice waterfront stadium. Somebody has a reason to go to Staten Island 8 Sundays out of the year.
You know what? Mm. Done. I accept. Yep, the Giants go to Staten Island.
Ferries out of Manhattan.
Right, it's easy to get there. Yep. You don't have to drive. Parking is going to be not the issue because most Manhattaners are going to take the ferry.
Yeah, everybody can get in on trains. Take that ferry right there, drops you right there.
Well, one thing I never really appreciated, and I do appreciate now, is when they were talking about the Manhattan Stadium for the Jets, one of the big arguments was tailgating. It was going to kill tailgating. Mm-hmm. And I kind of agree. I mean, you go to MetLife Stadium for a Jet or Giant game. Tailgating's the passion.
Right.
When I speak to Jet season ticket holders or Giant season ticket holders, the one thing they say through this crappy era of football is, but I love the tailgate. Mm-hmm. You can't eliminate that. True. It's such a huge part of the experience.
If you go any New York borough, you're eliminating tailgating.
And it's, well, I guess you have some room in Staten Island or Queens.
No, you don't.
You got no room?
No room.
Damn it. I just want to stick the Giants in Staten Island.
You're right in the city. Like the only way to do it is build it on the water.
Yeah. Like the stadium on the water physically, like on stilts?
Yeah, just build it over the water.
I always
There's
thought...
no tailgating, though. But the bars scene would be dope.
Did you see that thing in Dubai they're building?
Yeah.
Could we do that?
No. Because they have, like, oil money, blood money that they use. We don't have that, so...
Okay. By the way, for the radio audience who doesn't know, it's a stadium built on the top of a skyscraper.
Yeah. It's disgusting. I would never go to that place.
Well, what if we did it?
How are we going to do it? We don't have money. We don't have oil money to use.
What if we
What are we doing? How are we getting the money?
I know exactly how.
Yeah. Raise taxes.
We asked Steve Cohen to trade Soto to the Dodgers. The Dodgers pay us.
And then the Dodgers think of it. Oh, boy. Let's go to Dom in New Rochelle. What's up, Dom?
Hey, what's up, guys? Basically wanted to touch base on what you just said on the Cinco de Fivo, the New York Giants draft with Shane since 2022. I mean, they just don't hit on players in the first and second round. Besides Malik Nabers and Jackson Dart, I mean, Kayvon Thibodeau, yes, he's a good player, but is he a number five overall pick player? Evan Neal's a complete bust. The guy can't even dress. He's not even good enough to be a backup. That's what they're telling me because they don't dress him.
Right.
2023, Tay Banks. I mean, we already see that. The center, John Michael Smith, I think was a second round pick that year. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they hit on first and second round players that need to be extremely productive.
Right. They have to be. They have to be your best players. If your first and second round players are not your best players, you're in trouble because you're not getting Pro Bowl caliber players on average. After the second, maybe third round.
This sort of reminds me of Dave Gettleman. So when Dave Gettleman was gotten rid of, fired, he did leave the future administration with some pretty damn good pieces. He left them with Andrew Thomas. Mm-hmm. He left them with Saquon Barkley. And even for a short period of time, you could say he left them with Daniel Jones.
Right.
The next administration, and I do think there will be a next administration, they're going to be left with some pretty damn good players, starting with the quarterback, Jackson Dart.
Right.
But the problem that Joe Shane has had is he didn't bring in enough good players. The Brian Burns trade, bravo. Drafting Malik Nabers, chef's kiss. Jackson Dart, Abdul Carter, like those are all hits. But there isn't enough of them because
not over 4 years.
No, over the 4 year time period, there isn't enough talent on the roster. So while you can play this game and Sean has time to do it on his two podcasts of every move this man has ever made, there are going to be some hits. We just went through a few of them.
Sure.
There aren't enough.
Right.
The roster doesn't have enough talent.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
We'll get back to your Giant and Jet calls, plus some quick thoughts on Saturday night's Game 7 of the World Series. Was it simply the greatest Game 7 we've ever witnessed? It has now been almost 48 hours, but man, Game 7 was awesome. It lived up to the hype. Obviously, I was disappointed that the LA Dodgers won. I was rooting for the Toronto Blue Jays, but that was a Game 7 that featured everything. And really had a local feel, because not only does Max Scherzer deal a quality performance going into the fifth inning.
Yeah, he did.
But Isaiah Conor-Falefa cost the Toronto Blue Jays a world championship.
Wow. That was bad.
It's horrible.
It was bad. He didn't even take a lead.
He took no lead. He was too worried about being doubled off. And then, why are you sliding? But he run took, through the plate.
Right. He took no lead when the third baseman was at least 6 feet away from the bag.
He had plenty of room.
No one holding him on there. There's plenty of secondary lead he could have taken, and he didn't.
And it's not just him, because look, Jeff Hoffman blew the lead in the ninth inning. I mean, they're two outs away, and of all people, Miguel Rojas is hitting the game-tying home run. But that game featured so many ups, so many downs, and I think we all felt the same way watching it. You know, whether you have a rooting interest or not, like, yes, I'm rooting for the Blue Jays. I know you were rooting for the Blue Jays, but I can go to sleep at night.
Yeah.
If that was my team, if I lost a World Series the way the Toronto Blue Jays lost the World Series.
In complete control. You need to win one game at home.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I'm getting sick thinking about it.
Right.
Every aspect of it would give me nightmares.
So I was reading an article, this was over on Sunday morning, about whether or not the Dodgers are bad for baseball because they're spending so much money. They're now back-to-back. This feels like a dynasty, and it's just the beginning of it in the making.
Right.
Is that bad for baseball? And the article was saying it wasn't. And I wanted to disagree with it, but I kind of agree with it because I think they've become the villain, but they're not hateable.
They're hateable. That is so wrong.
I don't
think
so, because Shohei Ohtani is a likable superstar.
To who?
Of Major League
Baseball. To who?
How can you hate Shohei Ohtani?
The interpreter. You just bring all the gambling stuff up, real or not. It doesn't matter.
Okay, you gamble, don't you?
Yeah,
do you care? Did he ever gamble on baseball?
I don't think he's as likable as you think he is.
Did he gamble on baseball?
No, I don't think he did anything wrong. I'm saying that there's still an attachment of that to him, and that's why, right or wrong, people don't like him. And they don't like the Dodgers. They don't like, you know, anything about them. Mm. So while you're right individually, Mookie Betts, good dude. Freddie Freeman, good dude. Clayton Kershaw, we're happy for you in retirement.
That's
Dave Roberts.
Point. There's like players on that team that you're happy for.
Yeah, but you know what? I think the Yankees had a lot of likable guys in the 90s, but it didn't stop them from being hated because they're the Yankees. Sometimes the logo will supersede what you feel about the individual. But I do agree with you. I think they are good for baseball. Is that what you said, good for baseball?
Yeah, I wanted to disagree and say it's not good for baseball.
No, you know why?
But I think it is. I ultimately agreed with the article.
Dynasties every once in a while are really good because the country comes together to root against them.
Yes.
And so like what I said to you 2 weeks ago, and I didn't stand by this, but I floated it out there. I said, you know, as a Met fan, maybe we're better off having the Dodgers win so that if they're the back-to-back champions, we can be the one to knock them off.
Right.
And I brought that up a year ago about the Chiefs as a Jet fan, saying the same thing. You guys laughed at that.
Right.
This one, Tommy loves so much, he agrees with me. I know you actually went with it. Like, you were rooting for the Dodgers based on that belief I threw out there.
Correct.
So I respect it, and I think it now that it's over, but in the midst of it, I didn't feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, when Miguel Rojas hit a home run, I was pissed.
But you also couldn't be like, oh, it's the plucky Blue Jays. Like, they spent a ton of money.
No, but I don't think anyone tried to, at least. I don't think anyone was suggesting that they were.
Yeah.
They were just a really good team that's trying to win a championship. It was just very entertaining baseball, but it was painful to think about what it would have been like if we were a fan of either team. Like, if I was a Blue Jay fan, oh, my God.
Well, no, I think if you... Yeah, you mean the team that lost.
Well, the team that eventually lost, but in the moment, I would have been frustrated as a Dodger fan, too.
I don't even think so as a Dodger fan, because as a Dodger fan, you're saying, all right, we just won. This was a weird season for us, because our starters who were great in the postseason didn't play all season long, so when Blake Snell falls apart, it's like, you feel like, whatever. They'll get it right next offseason.
No. Here's why.
And they'll win next year.
I'm gonna say I think you're wrong because obviously I know nothing about winning championships.
Right.
I have heard from Yankee fans about how
we both died.
I've heard from Yankee fans how painful 2001 was. They were trying to win their fourth straight World Series. Mm. So I don't think winning ever really takes that away. Mm. I'm sure it's still painful. Now, is it as painful as the Blue Jays?
Yeah, but doesn't 2000 and isn't 2001? No, that was after. That was 2000.
What are you trying to figure out? I can help you.
The 9/11.
It was 2001.
But that was the Mets. And
no, it was the Yankees. Oh, they beat the Mets in 2000.
Yeah.
They won in 98, 99, 2000. They're trying to win a fourth straight world championship.
Right.
And they lost. Yes, you had the emotions of September 11th, which obviously plays a huge role in why that hurts so much.
I think that was more of it, don't you think?
I think that was a big part of it. But nevertheless, they won three straight championships, is my point.
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention to baseball, so I don't know from a fan standpoint. I wasn't as invested as I am now, so I couldn't give a take on what the fan felt.
Well, I have a great idea. Yeah. You can give a take.
All right.
Because, Sean, with all due respect, I love the Cinco de 5-0. You're off for the rest of the week.
Thank God.
Because starting tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and each of us will get a day. One day it'll be Tommy's day. One day it'll be Sean's day.
Oh, so I still got to do work.
You'll do one. One day it'll be my day. Mm. One day it'll be Tiki's
day. Let's go.
We are going to debut Cinco de Paino, where we will rank our five most painful losses in our sports lives. Obviously, for you, it's probably going to be things you participated in.
Yeah.
For us, it will be as a fan.
Yeah, but I'll try to. There's some as a fan.
Okay. You mix it however you'd like.
All right.
So starting tomorrow, each day, someone will have a day to rank their Cinco de Paino. And you know what? It's almost like I had this planned out. Mm-hmm. I feel like that segment needs a theme song.
Oh, no.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
Jesus.
Every day at 5 o'clock this week, we have the Cinco de Paino. And why not a theme song for this week's Cinco de Paino?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome to Cinco de Pain.
Can you tell Evan's in-laws are...
Grab a bagel and your tissues, too. We're ranking all the heartbreaks we've been through. From Queens to the Bronx, from the Garden to the Rock. It's a symphony of sorrow, so let's unlock.
Cinco de Peino.
A fiesta of defeat and despair. From number five to numero uno. We'll crown the king of heartbreak, you know.
Oh, Cinco de Peino.
We bleed. Cause it's the New York way.
That's right! The Cinco de Peino. Did you like that?
You forgot Red.
What?
You forgot Red.
What do you mean I forgot Red?
I'm a Liverpool fan.
Oh, jeez. I apologize.
If I may, I was very distracted because...
It's a bagels in a mariachi band?
Well, 9 seconds in, it says... Grab your bagels and your tissues. What kind of kinky stuff you got going on there?
Hot combo.
And here's the best part. Each day, someone will make their Cinco de Peino list. If you don't want to use the theme song, you don't have to. Huh? I won't force it upon you. Yeah. I know I'm going to
like that theme song. Maybe you want to dance.
That doesn't it?
There's no lady in the house, though. So
here's the order. Are you guys ready? Because you got to do your homework. You got to come up with your five painful moments. I think leading off... Batting first tomorrow at 5 o'clock will be Tommy Lugauer.
Oh, man, I'm a good leadoff hitter. I get on base. I'm on third.
You want to lead off?
I can steal.
See, I think that you are the person we're all waiting for, so you're going to be Friday.
All right, damn it.
So I think it's Tommy first on Tuesday, Sean on Wednesday. I'll do Thursday, Tiki Friday.
Perfect.
A Cinco de Peino every day at 5 o'clock because this game, this Blue Jay Dodger game, would have topped all of our lists.
Can I bunt as a cleanup hitter?
No.
Sure you can. Soto could always bunt.
Did you watch IKF bunt on Saturday?
Try.
What a freaking disgrace that was. Giving an out away when you knew Alejandro Kirk's two batters away and he could bounce into a double play. I hope that kills the bunt forever.
This is more clerical and very important.
Go ahead.
Okay, you've now given us our days on this. Can I ask, now that we're almost done with a Football Monday, when are we giving our Met and Yankee offseason plans so we're not blindsided with that 15 minutes before?
It's a great question. As I said last week, as soon as the baseball season is over, we have a project. And that project is we all have to come up with our Mets and Yankee plans. We're going to do that this week, but I want you to listen carefully because at 6 o'clock, 15, 20 minutes, I will give everybody the guidelines because there are guidelines for our offseason Yankee and Met plans.
Nice.
But we will do that throughout the week. You want to know specific days now?
No, here's what...
I just gave you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 5 o'clock.
Now
you want to know our breakdowns on Tuesday and...
Evan.
What?
In typical Evan Roberts fashion, this is what you would do. You would tease going to the break and be like, what, you guys didn't do your homework? What? And you would give us like 6 minutes to scramble and do it.
No, he wants this to be good.
Yeah, that's it.
I will tell you a little after 6 o'clock the details, and then you should start working on it now. Okay. The reason I can't guarantee you a day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, definitely not Friday, Football Friday, is if there's breaking news, if there's big stories, it may change how we approach the show.
It is the trade deadline in the NFL tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow. Can you believe it's tomorrow?
I know.
You know how
I wonder if we'll see anything.
I think there'll be. We ever saw Jalen Phillips get traded today.
Damn Eagles.
You know how it reminded me it was tomorrow?
That's annoying to me.
That they made, because they're good. Howie Roseman knows what he's doing.
He really does, man.
This is the second straight year where the NFL trade deadline is on election day.
That's right. Yeah, but this is, it's just a couple of gubernatorial races.
Well, hold on a second. Local elections impact your life more.
True, mayoral election, but we can't vote in that.
Well, I got my mayoral election for the town I live in. It may not exactly be the sexy New York City election.
Would you like to give us the details?
Do you really want to break it down?
No.
Put it this way. I already know who I'm voting for.
Oh, do you?
Because she fought side by side on stopping a zoning project in the town I lived in.
Right. Do you know the other things you're voting for?
Yes.
In the election?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the thing most people don't know.
Well, we got a big thing in New York about taking, I think it's parkland, and building a ski resort.
You mean, wow.
Yeah, you didn't know about that?
In the state?
Yeah, it's up up north somewhere.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, you'd build a new Xanadu? In
no, no, it's not that. I actually, in fairness, I have to read more about
all
that.
All respect to American Dream, just saying.
Yes. I have to read more about where I'm going to go on that. But yes, we do have Election Day tomorrow. So my point is, what were you trying to say? You want to know the whole schedule for the Evan and Tiki Show? I would say start getting prepared tonight to debut our Mets and Yankees plans. And I'll give you the criteria in about 15 minutes. All right?
All right, thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I got
actually
nothing.
Started to write a note on it, but I didn't put any details in. I just did the header.
That's like me doing homework.
Mets and Yankees offseason plan. No data.
Well, you will like the information I give you because you need guidance. You like getting coached in the NFL.
I am.
So I'm your coach.
I'm very coachable.
That's right. Now, let's get to some of your calls before we get to all that. Let's go to Bob in Connecticut. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
All's good. What's up,
Bob? Hey. I go back a long way with the Giants, Evan and Tiki. I'm in my upper 60s, and I go back to Yankee Stadium, Yale Bowl, all that. And I remember when Ali Sherman was coach, and we had a couple of coordinators. You probably remember them, Tom Landry and Vince Lombardi.
Not bad.
Yep. Brought there by Wellington Mara.
Right. And we let them go, and they became pretty good coaches elsewhere. And we kind of sucked for over a decade, maybe 15 years, as I recall.
Yeah.
And then later on, we had a guy, Bill Belichick, that was defensive coordinator for Parcells. And Parcells left, and we hired Ray Hanley.
All right.
And Belichick went on somewhere else.
What is the point, though?
He went to Cleveland, but he stunk there.
Yeah, he did. Well, I don't know if he stunk, but he wasn't as successful as he was with the Patriots. The point, Evan, was Tiki talked earlier about Kafka and I guess it was Tierney doing a pretty good job with Dart.
Yeah.
And I've heard all this. Well, you know, we can't let Dable go because, you know, the Dart wouldn't progress.
Right.
And I'm wondering, you know, Kafka, correct me if I'm wrong, but he was getting a lot of interest to become an offensive coordinator. He wanted to get out of New York.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I think I think to your point, he actually got some head coaching interviews.
Now, Bob took a while to get there. I think what he's implying, I have to let him go because there's like a clock.
Yeah.
And that is, why not Mike Kafka as the next head coach of the New York Giants, which is an idea that Sean put out there last night on social media. And the reason he tweeted it last night is he said it to me at the game. And the reason I didn't cut the audio
I missed the tweet. What was the tweet?
What was your tweet?
Yeah. I said, in my bones, I could feel the Giants offseason. Ownership made it a point to say the Giants did everything possible to screw Daniel Jones up. Now he sees Dart, knows the fan base wants blood. GM stays, Kafka named head coach for Dart. We all puke.
No, so you won't like that.
I won't like it because to me,
it feels like you're just extending the same.
I think I would feel differently if Kafka was hired by a new general manager. I think if Joe Shane stays and you just promote Mike Kafka, what change are we really doing? You know what I mean?
When he presented that idea yesterday at the Giants game, I said to him, I'm going to steal that and use it on Wednesday and not credit you. I told him.
Right. I did
panic
about that.
Sean panicked, so he tweeted it out. It's interesting, though. It was an interesting idea by Sean, even though if he doesn't like it. And it's a very interesting idea by our caller in that if you're concerned, and John Mara's concern is messing with the young quarterback.
Which was his issue with Daniel Jones.
He said it. Right. He said, we messed with the kid. Would it actually make sense to promote Mike Kafka?
I mean, yes, to an extent. But I feel like there needs to be some new ideas. Now, maybe Mike Kafka, if he's unburdened, and I don't want to get into like who's going to be the next John head coach, because we still have a head coach in Dabes right now. And who knows if this thing turns around in the next 8 games. Not optimistic right now, to be perfectly honest, but it's something to start thinking about.
Well, like, Tiki, can I tell you why actually I would disagree that you should think about it right now? I'm going to push back on this, and this goes against everything in my bones.
Go ahead.
I hate firing a coach in the middle of the season. I have made that clear about Robert Saleh last year, before Robert Saleh, and even now when people call up saying they should fire Daboll. I always say, wait, have patience. If the guy is on your staff and you do want to give him a look, you're intrigued.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it actually make sense to give him the final seven or eight games and see what it looks like as head coach?
I always worry about this in season if you think that it's your guy, because you're taking a coordinator and now you're dumping a ton of responsibility on him. We saw it last year with the Jets. Jeff Ulbrich. And he couldn't handle it. And it's not his fault, per se, because he still tried to coach the defense. So would Mike Kafka still be calling plays and being the offensive coordinator, or you bring in someone else to make those decisions? It's just a lot of questions that happen, and it could get ugly, like setback ugly, if it doesn't work out right.
It could.
And that's what happened last year with the Jets.
Now, on contrast, the Cowboys, when they eventually promoted Jason Garrett, he started as an interim head coach. Mm-hmm. They fired Wade Phillips. Jason Garrett became the interim head coach, had marginal success.
Yeah.
They kept him, and I know that Jason Garrett may not be loved in Cowboy history, but was there for a while.
And he had some decent seasons.
He had some moments. So it isn't completely unorthodox if they went down that route.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a ton of other examples.
Cowboys did it with Schottenheimer too, right?
Technically, but because they fired the staff, right? And then he was
He held over.
And I'm trying to think who else he held on. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's just rare.
Yeah,
it's just very rare.
Let's go to Pat in Bronxville. What's up, Pat?
What's going on, fellas? I got same geographical location, but I'll give you Metro North, the Deegan, the Sawmill River Parkway. You put that stadium in Yonkers. You put it at the racetrack, which just got dropped by Bally's for the casino. Or you put it where they were going to put the Rockland Boulders, right on the river.
Yeah, the Yonkers one, I hear you, Pat. It's just, that is a pain in the butt to get to.
And by the way, for anyone just tuning in, we had a caller about a half hour ago suggesting that the Jets and Giants should divorce because it hasn't worked out, this marriage.
He said it like with humor. There was humor.
He did, but
it.
We all took it seriously. Like, okay, if they divorce, who goes where?
Right. Who leaves? Who stays?
And we've always talked
about the house.
The Jets leaving is always a common discussion. They belong in Queens. They belong in Long Island. But this time I gave these guys, all right, you want to leave? Where are you going? Because there's no obvious answer.
There really isn't. By the way, thank you, SNY, as always, for joining us. Baseball Night in New York is coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.